Ray, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys.
Just your thoughts on the passing of Art?
I'm sorry to you guys about trying to steal my wife. To the guys, of course, I mean, I know you guys respect that, it's just an emotional time, We're supposed to, really celebrate people, when they go home and things, but it's always tough losing a presence like that who's been around here for so long. For me, I haven't looked at him no different than my father himself because of what he's done for me, just bringing me here. There's no franchise that I almost did. There's so many more things that won't exist if it wasn't for a guy like that. His heart was so big, and he was just so awesome, man. And I encourage people to, if you never had a chance, sit down and talk to him, at least read about a man like that. And so it's just tough. It's tough, but, he left a heck of a legacy. He left a legacy of really helping people. He left a legacy of the way you should conduct yourself as a man. And if nothing else, I value everything about him as a man.
With the defense, how much of a change is there without Suggs in there, and how have you guys kind of filled his void?
The only change, of course, is, if you don't have, the current defensive player of the year, that within itself, do you try to replace that? No, but you can't replace that. You can never replace it to Terrell Suggs. But it's always been our philosophy for years. It's always next man up. You look at myself, even when I missed a couple of games last year, they had to pick up the pieces and keep going. But no matter what we have to do, we have to pick up the pieces. So all these young guys, with Paul Kula, the Sergio Kimmels, the Upshaws, all these guys now have to pick up their learning curve and understand that they're not, in backup roles, that they're in starter roles. So, defensively, we moved on very quickly and we've adjusted and we've started to fill those spots very well.
See, your eyes must be lighting up, Ray. You got they got a new center and two rookie guards. That's right down your alley.
Right down my alley. I always say this, man. Seriously, about the business. With teams. Most of the time, either you're gonna go through injury early or you're gonna go through it late. Can you weather the storm is the question. And I'm sure that Marvin has those guys, no matter who it is, playing in there, prepared to play. I'm definitely positive that he has these guys understanding, how big this game is for them. No matter if they're a starter or not, and that kind of goes back to, trying to replace Suggs, it's the same exact thing. They can't make no excuses because they're in there. So I'm definitely, I'm sure Marvin has those guys ready to play. So we'll still have a tough handle like that no matter what.
Speaking of Marvin, this is a 10th season. It's been around a long time. What do you think? You've watched this team evolve. What do you think makes him a solid go-to head coach?
I just think what always has made him who he is his integrity and his character. The man is who we say he is, and he understands the game of football, and he has a passion for it that to be a head coach in the National Football League, you've got to have passion for this game. And he has it. He has all of the tools that it takes, to be a leader, to be a servant, to be all of these things. And that's why I think Marvin has had the success he's had. Whether it's dependent on the team's success or not, I think what he's been able to bring to Cincinnati has been awesome.
What kind of an impact did he have on your career?
I mean, there is no me without a Marvin Lewis. He was the first one of the guys who grabbed me at a very young age and asked me what did I want to do with this business. And he educated me. He educated me on not just, he educated me on the business side of it and not understanding how to conduct myself and all these different things. So, I've always looked at Marvin, him and his family, I've always looked at him as a father figure. So the impact he had on my life was great.
What's it like for you to come out of the tunnel on game day?
you know what? Seriously, man, it's hard to explain, you know, because it's one of those moments. It's one of those moments, and every time is a different moment, you know, that, you know, when no matter where I am in the world and no matter what person sees that intro, you know, it's that moment, you know, and it's, some people, you know, they come to me and they say to me, man, you don't understand what it does to me when you come out of that tunnel. Like, my life, I can live on, I can move on to the next day, and I can get through it. And for me, it's personal, because, you know, it's me totally sacrificing everything I know, telling my crowd, telling my team, you know, if I'm your leader, then let's go to war. You know, let's do what we do, and if this is our last cry before we go out there in battle, then this is our last cry. I give you everything we got. So, you know, of course it has a little entertainment in it, because over the years it's evolved into that. But I just tell you, it's one of the most humbling experiences ever, because you can affect that many people. I mean, my teammates come up to me, and we're in the locker room, and they're like, man, you got to give us something special on that dance. So it's kind of resonated with all of Baltimore to be the final cry, you know, like the general calling out, you know, all the troops to go to war. So for me, man, it's a humbling experience, but it's one of the greatest feelings I'll probably ever feel in professional sports.
Did you practice it at all, the move, when you come out?
Nah, you don't have to practice it. I've been practicing it for almost 10 years.
How is Bengals Ravens different than Steelers Ravens and Browns Ravens?
You say the rivalry?
Yeah, how is it different? How is the Bengals Ravens rivalry different than Steelers and the Browns for you guys?
Well, I think if you look at Cincinnati's makeup, you know, Cincinnati is now, you know, I don't want to say almost in a rebuilding stage, but they have a lot of young pieces, you know, around the board. When you think about us in Pittsburgh, you're talking about guys that have been there, you know, that we know each other so well personally off the field. And when we get on the field, we know it's just old school battles. You know, and Cincinnati, they have that sense, you know, they want to come out and create that. And I think over in the next couple of years, they'll have an opportunity to have rivalries, you know, the way us and the Steelers have rivalries. But truly, I just think it's just the way the game comes out. I mean, the way, the players and who you have on your roster to kind of dictate that.
When you got drafted in 96, could you ever imagine yourself going into your 17th year?
Never, never. Seriously, man, great question. Only God himself can predict that. You know, I can only tell you that I did my part. Well, you know, whether it's been surgery, whether it's been injury, whatever it is, I did my part in recovering and getting myself back completely healthy, you know, to come back. And I did my part on every off season, and during the season, I'm always training my body. I'm always training my mind. I'm never taking one day for granted. So, you know, I credit God with everything, but I give myself a little credit because I've never stopped working. And I just love the game. And when you love the game, years go very quickly. You know, a good friend of mine, Rod Woodson, and Shannon Dodd, used to always tell me that the game was going to go so quickly. But when you look up and you end year 17 and you listen to the kids talk about they was in the kindergarten, they was in the third grade, fourth grade, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to still be around playing and be healthy enough to be playing at the level that I'm still playing at.
How much longer can you see yourself going?
You know, I've always said this, you know, that I would never want to be that selfish of a person to ever think about it, because I promise you, when I know, I'm gonna know. And when it's done, it's done. You know, but I don't want to disrespect, you know, my legacy of why I go out and do it. I don't want to look at every game and say, oh man, it's my last game I'm gonna be playing now. Yeah, that's never the way to look at a career. You know, you go out and you have as fun, as much fun as you can. And when the final day comes, boy, you wake up and you realize, you know, oh, you know what? It's time for me to move to another chapter. Then so be it. Then I wipe my hands clean, and then I move to the next chapter. The one thing you never have to worry about is me coming back. I mean, I've been playing this game since I was 9, 10 years old. You're talking about 27 years that I've been playing this game. And so whenever the day comes, you know, God will let me know, my body will let me know, my mind will let me know, and anytime that I'm on the field and I'm not as effective as I once was, then I definitely got to look at myself and say, I will never tank my legacy with trying to overdo something or trying to make more money. No, it doesn't mean that much.
When everybody has you as a first ballot Hall of Famer, with the connections that you and Marvin have and the mutual respect, could you see Marv presenting you in Canton?
I can definitely see, if he's not presenting me, I can definitely see him being in the first row, you know, with tears in his eyes because of the connection that we think of. Take one now? Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see the connection of definitely him being there, because like I said, Marvin has always looked at me as a son, and I've always looked at him as a father, so it was much deeper than just football itself.
Do you see yourself staying in football after your playing days are done, or is coaching something you would want to do?
You know what? I can't. I don't want to knock nothing. You know, I just want to tell you the truth from the standpoint of, you know, my kids are getting older now, and my kids have sacrificed for me for as long as I've been playing and as long as they've been born. You know, and my baby is going to the University of Miami College, and, you know, and I know that they want daddy there. You know what I'm saying? They want daddy to be sitting down and daddy to be training them and all these things. So when you talk about when I'm done going into coaching, you know, that's kind of more rigorous than player. You know, their hours are much more. So definitely, man, the first part of me retiring will be definitely me just reconnecting with my kids and being back in their lives and doing all of the father things that, you know, I should be doing.
Okay. Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.
Hey, thank you guys, man. Yep.